Jesus, what a friend for sinners, Jesus, lover of my soul.
Welcome to the Unknown Bible, the broadcast ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. Join us now for today's Bible study with our pastor, Bevins Welder.
Are going to continue our three-part series on 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6. This is the second part of the series dealing with your thoughts and imaginations. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, read with me from verse 3 to verse 6. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So in this three-part series, what we're doing is we're dealing with this passage of Scripture as it pertains to your thought life. And your thought life is something that must be controlled. You know, men and women, particularly today, have trouble controlling their thoughts because there are so many pictures and movies and memories and displays on your phone and on your computer of things that get your thoughts going. So the thoughts are controlling you more than you are controlling your thoughts. Now, in the lesson yesterday, in the broadcast yesterday, we notice three things about your thought life. Those imaginations and thoughts that you wrestle with are in your flesh. In other words, if you had never seen a picture or an image, there's still something in you, the Lord said, that is an evil thought. And it's something that you inherit from Adam and Eve, and it's something that you have to deal with and you will deal with until you die. The second thing we noticed is that these thoughts and imaginations exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. And so therein lies the war, because you've got the Spirit of God in you when you're saved, and then you have this flesh, and they're contrary to each other. And the thoughts from the flesh are trying to exalt themselves against the knowledge of God so that you will think about them and not think about God. And then these thoughts and imaginations eventually, if not immediately, lead to disobedience. And that's why we have to have in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So today what we're going to do is we're going to look now at how to go to war, you know, against these thoughts and imaginations, and how to overcome them by God's mighty weapons. You'll notice in the text that we just read that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. That means they're not of men. They're not in us already. They're brought to us by the Lord. They're mighty through God, you see. We don't have the capacity, but He does. In other words, they cannot be whipped by carnal weapons. Clever psychology doesn't solve the problem. And you're going to see in our text today what does. You know, psychology gives you tools to deal with certain things to a certain point. But in this particular passage of Scripture that we're reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, we see that these thoughts and imaginations must be pulled down, cast down and brought into captivity. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So you know, the self-help books, I would go with the Bible. And that's what we're going to look at today. All right, first of all, notice these thoughts and imaginations that are already in you, that have exalted themselves against the knowledge of God, that have led to your disobedience. These things, these thoughts and imaginations must be pulled down. Look again in verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Watch it, to the pulling down of strongholds. These thoughts and imaginations, particularly if there are some that you have nurtured from childhood and your teen years, they have become strongholds in your mind. And those strongholds have to be pulled down. You see, what's happened, once they are strongholds in your mind, that they have exalted themselves against the knowledge of God, they are always there when you're thinking about God, and they are always stronger than your thoughts about God. And so they obscure the Lord, and they obscure His words. And you think, how in the world am I ever going to get this stronghold pulled down? Well, the Lord gives us some things in the Bible to help us with this. I think the best remedy is found in Ephesians chapter 4. In Ephesians chapter 4, if you'll turn there to Ephesians chapter 4 and look with me at verses 22, 23, and 24. All right, the Bible says that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. And here it is, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. All right, let's just spend a little bit of time here, because we learned in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, our text, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God. Well, here's one of the biggest weapons right here. Paul says to in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22, put off concerning the former conversation. Now, right now, I'm speaking and you're listening, so we're having a verbal conversation. But when Paul says the former conversation, he's talking about not just what you say, but your whole conduct, your whole demeanor, your behavior. And he says you need to put that off. Put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. So when your thoughts and imaginations are motivated by your deceitful lusts, by evil concupiscence, as we discussed in the prior broadcast, what happens is those thoughts start going toward those deceitful lusts and those corrupt things that are in the old man. And so the Lord says in Ephesians 4:23, you need to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So it's a three-part process. Number one, you put off the old man. And then number two, you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. And then number three, you put on the new man. All right? It's a three-step thing. This putting off the old man, it's really, really helped by recognizing something. I'm going to tell you about it. It's in Romans chapter 6. Your old man has been crucified with Christ from the moment that you received Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's absolutely right. If you'll go back and look at Romans chapter 6, let's say from verse 3 down to about verse 14, 15, right in that vicinity, you're going to see that when you were saved, you were baptized by the Spirit of God into the body of Christ. This isn't your water baptism. This is your spirit baptism. And because He was crucified, you are crucified with Him. That old man, that old conversation, that old way of doing things, that old way of thinking about things is dead with Christ. You got to reckon yourselves likewise to be dead indeed unto sin. That's the key. You get to put the old man off because he's crucified. Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Do you understand? So you put off that old man. You let him die. In other words, when he wants to think, you let him know you're dead. And then, second thing, you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. Do you understand? You now have the mind of Christ. This is a tremendous thing. And so what happens is you are renewed in the spirit of your mind. You get to start thinking about things differently than you thought about them before, because there is now a new man in you. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. You have a new way. By renewing the spirit of your mind, you have a new way of thinking about things. And this new way comes from verse 24, the new man. Put on the new man, which after God is created, watch it, in righteousness and true holiness. It's not corrupt according to the deceitful lust like the old man. It is created in righteousness and true holiness. Oh, this is a tremendous thing. You should meditate on Ephesians 4:22, 23, and 24 if what I'm saying hasn't yet sunk in. Those strongholds are pulled down by the renewing of your mind and by the dominance of the new man over the old man. All right? So in Colossians, that was Ephesians, in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, Paul says it this way, Colossians chapter 3, verse 5, mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. You know what it means to mortify something? That means to kill it, to put it off, it's dead. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. God says, get that stuff and kill it. Pull it down. Now, you and I don't have the capacity in our flesh to do it, but God does, and Jesus is now living in you. You are a new man in Christ, and you can be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And you know what happens? That will bring that stronghold down. It doesn't mean that you won't think again like you have thought before, because those thoughts are in your flesh. But now you have a weapon that when your mind starts thinking like that, those old thoughts, those old imaginations, you have a way by mortifying yourself, by mortifying your members, by putting off the old man and putting on the new man, by renewing the spirit of your mind with the mind of Christ, you have a way of pulling that thing down. In other words, it loses its strength to dominate when it exalts itself against the knowledge of God. It's just a tremendous weapon that the Lord has given us. So your first weapon in pulling down those strongholds is Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. That renewing the spirit of your mind. You should do it every day in prayer, in meditation upon God's words, memory of scripture, you know, reading that, man, I tell you, that'll really go to work on your mind. All right, here's the second thing. Back in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, again, in verse 4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Watch it. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. All right? So pull down the strongholds, cast down the imaginations and every high thing. That's it. These thoughts and imaginations must be cast down. They must be. Now, what's happening here is not just enough to pull down some strongholds. You got to be able to cast down those thoughts every time they come up or every time you bring them up. In other words, you can't play with wicked imagination and evil thoughts from time to time as you please. When they come up, you got to get on them. You got to cast them down immediately. Immediately. You say, well, how in the world am I going to do that? Psalm 139 is a good place to start. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. You may even have this passage memorized, but if you don't, the Bible says in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So the first thing you want to do is you want to allow God to search your heart and try your thoughts. You see, because a wicked imagination, an evil thought, you know what they like to do? They like to hide. It's like when you have had a wicked imagination and you're ready to do something, some action as a result of what you've been thinking about, you'll close the blinds. Right, you'll turn off the lights. Right, you'll go to a dark place. You'll go where you're not seen. And so these thoughts, what they do is they dwell in the private recesses of your mind. All right, so what you want to do is you want God to go in there and search your heart, and try your thoughts, and show you those wicked thoughts and those evil thoughts, and then bring them out of the private recesses of your mind and display them before God. That's right. You want to bring those out into the light. You want to imagine that you have come boldly under the throne of grace, and then while you're there before God's throne, you just take that thought that's in your mind and display it on an imaginary billboard right in front of God Almighty, and let him look at what you're looking at. Let him look at what you're thinking about, and you tell him, God, if you don't like what you see going on in my thought life, obliterate it. And he'll give you something to obliterate it with. It's called the blood of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. In other words, you take this wicked imagination, this evil thought, bring it out into the open before the Lord, and then display it as big as you can. Drive-in movie screen right there, just huge, right in front of God's throne. And you tell him, God, if you don't like what you're looking at, get rid of it. And here's what the Bible says in Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? You ask the Lord to obliterate it, wash it with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm telling you, he'll get on it. He will get on it. And it'll go away. And a good thing to plead there at the same time is 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sins, you just tell him, that thing I'm thinking about, that I haven't even done anything about yet, that's a sin. Because the thought of foolishness is sin. All right? Confess that before the Lord. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. Watch it. And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's what you want him to do. Wash that sin away in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's really good. Now, if the devil is there prompting the thought that's in your mind, one other thing you can do. From Jude 9 and Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2, is this. Ask the Lord to rebuke the devil. In Jude 9, Michael is contending with the devil. He doesn't bring against him railing accusation. He just simply says, the Lord rebuke thee. And in Zechariah chapter 3, the Lord himself, in verse 2, says, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Well, if the strongest in the universe used this whenever something comes from the devil, I would say it's good for us as well. Don't ever get into a conversation with the devil. Just simply say this, Lord, if the thought coming to mind is prompted by the devil, or this thinking is exacerbated by the devil, right now, Lord, rebuke him. And then you just simply say, to the devil, the Lord rebuke thee. That's it. And I'm telling you what, with the pleading of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and if the thought has been prompted by the devil that the Lord rebuke thee, I'm going to tell you what, you know what it'll do? It'll cast down that imagination and that high thing that has exalted itself against the knowledge of God. All right, so first, they're pulled down by the renewing of your mind. Secondly, cast down by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the rebuke of the devil. And third, in our text, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought, not most of them, every thought to the obedience of Christ. So thoughts and imaginations must be pulled down. They're strongholds. They must be cast down. They're high things that have exalted themselves against the knowledge of God. And number three, they must be brought into captivity. And listen, not some thoughts. Every thought, particularly those thoughts that you like to go back and reminisce about that you really shouldn't be thinking about, brought into captivity. So the ultimate objective is to get your thought life in line with the Lord's. And this is done when your thoughts are taken captive by Jesus Christ, when they obey Him rather than you. 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. And because we have the mind of Christ, Jesus is now supposed to be the ruler of your mind. You know, the Lord said this in Isaiah 55. He said, you know, there's a difference between your thoughts and my thoughts. a drastic difference. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9. They're very, very different. He says this. My thoughts are not your thoughts. You know what that is? Mutual exclusion. He thinks one way, we think another. And then he says in Isaiah 55, verse 9, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So they're very, very different. The thoughts of the Lord, very different than our thoughts. But you have the mind of Christ now. And when you put off the old man and you're renewed in the spirit of your mind and you put on the new man, and then through the blood of Christ and the rebuke of the devil, you bring down, cast down those imaginations. You know what happens? Those thoughts that you had start getting taken captive by the Lord, and He starts giving you His thoughts. Your thoughts start lining up with His thoughts. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, he says, right, and be not conformed to this world. All right, who's the god of this world? The devil. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, what happens is, You start realizing that things that you used to think about, you're not thinking about anymore. Or when the thoughts come up, you have the Lord Jesus Christ living in you, and you can yield to His presence in you, and He can take the thought that's in there captive and replace it, right, with the right thought, with the way He thinks. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what's happened is there is a replacement. He takes that old thing, that old thought captive, gives you the new thought, and now you have a completely different way of thinking about whatever it was in general that was in your mind. Because He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Well, that's good. And so then what's happened is the more you start thinking like Jesus, because He's taken your thoughts captive and replaced them with His thoughts, over time, you're changing because you're not thinking the way you used to think. And when you're not thinking the way you used to think, then you're no longer acting the way you used to think. You get a new view. I can't tell you how many things in my own life, I mean, because there's so many, I can't recount them all, how many things the Lord has changed my thinking on. But I do know this, because he has, then the actions have followed. The disobedience is that not there, and the obedience has replaced it. And it was all because those thoughts and imaginations were fought off by the weapons that the Lord gave. So I'll review it real quickly with you as we wrap up this broadcast, and then we'll have one more in this series. And we're going to present you in the third broadcast with some positive things you can do, all right, as you see the strongholds pull down, the imaginations and high things cast down, and those thoughts brought into captivity to Jesus Christ. Some new things you can do first thing in the morning as you start your day that get your thoughts oriented to God's thinking rather than your thinking. And that'll be really helpful to you. So you put the whole three broadcast series together, and bless the Lord, oh my soul, you're going to have a lot better, you're going to have a lot better thought life in time. Okay? So in conclusion, then on this broadcast, we see from 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 6, that you go to war against the thought life that you have. With the weapons of God, you can pull down the strongholds because you're renewed in the spirit of your mind and the old man is mortified, his members are mortified. You cast down the imaginations and the high things through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and through the rebuke of the devil when he's the one that's prompting those. And then those thoughts are brought into captivity to Jesus Christ as you are literally transformed by the renewing of your mind, and your thoughts are now his thoughts, and the old thoughts you used to have, you ain't having anymore. Like I said, it's a lifelong process, but oh, my soul, is it good. Well, God bless you. Amen.
You have been listening to The Unknown Bible, the radio ministry of Bible Believers Baptist Church in Corpus Christi, Texas. For information about our church, go to our church website at www.my3bc.com. That's my3bc.com. If you would like to contact us by telephone, our number is 361-241-6100. Bible Believers Baptist Church is a Bible-believing church located at 1701 Ranmorgan Road. If you are not currently a member of a Bible-believing church and you are looking for a church with an uncompromising stand on the words of God, come visit with us this Sunday or Wednesday. We would love to see you.
Hallelujah.